Okay. I'm talking about the latest shooting. This is my new podcast. The latest shooting in Minnesota and my feelings towards the police. Down with the police, I'm against it. I'm anti-establishmentarian, and I'm also an anarchist, and I'll get into my political beliefs later. But I wanted to talk about economics and how we could do, well, UBI is coming. I think UBI has to be coming. Universal Basic Income is on the way, because how can we sustain shut up! Stop interrupting me! How can we sustain? Shut up! Shut the fuck up! How can we sustain? Shut up! How can we sustain consumer-based capitalism in a society like this? Why is she talking? There's a bitch that won't shut the fuck up. Dan Bella, the disgusting. It was just... It's both of them, right? Anyway. That's not like they know anything. I'll sue them if they ever post anything. So, shut up. Sorry, listeners. This is going to be like this until they fucking drop dead. How can you sustain a consumer-based capitalistic society with no income? So they should start UBI. And then also, they should start giving people, like, a stipend from Amazon. If you're going to just use Amazon Prime. Might as well get the money from Amazon and just give it back to them. It's already so bloated and rich, it doesn't pay any taxes. And then Bernie Sanders had an idea of coming up with a parallel entity that was government-based and government-run, like an Amazon government, or government Amazon, and it would do the same exact thing, same exact products, same exact shipping type of structure, except the government does it, and it gives prices to compete. You can compete. And that would keep the consumer-based capitalism running, but I am an anarchist, I want no government control, and I want no corporate control over our lives. And I do believe in UBI, and I do believe that if we're going to live in a society where there is some sort of government backbone, then they should support us, and there's enough resources to provide food, clothing, shelter, for everyone in the world. There's just no moral obligation to do so. So, he said to stop it. And then no, not Jessica. That was what he said. And that has something to do with some stupid fucked up idea. Like, I'm being electronically harassed as well while I simultaneously do this. I love seeing the protest in the street and how they burned down so many stores and stuff, and the streets just look like post-apocalyptic hellscape, and that's what it should look like. I'm so sick of everything in this country. We should burn down everything. Burn down, well, arrest all the politicians, put them in for-profit private prison, and rush all the state capitals and take over, and then we should storm Washington, D.C., demand reparations for slavery and other past injustices, and burn down the White House. Fuck everything. And the ham. Eat rich. If you're into meat, we can just get rid of all the so-called rich people. Destroy the prevailing structure, the currency structure. Let's see. Okay, that's it for this part. That was only 4 minutes. You might not know if you're an anarchist or not. Do you want to be run by... Is this my voice? Do you want to be run by... monarchical CEOs and a corporate... Like, a corporation? Stop doing that. Stop the speech impediment. John, he's hurting me. Why? Because he told her to stop last time.
I know her.
Oh my god, I have to stop her every time.
Yes.
So now I have to repeat. So.
Yeah.
Oh my god, so now I have to shut up. Because you already said it.
Yeah.
But I can, no, the first time I say it, you have to shut the fuck up.
I don't want to get mean to everybody who's doing it.
No anymore.
They were too interested and they were like, shut up.
Anyway, so you don't want a monarchical CEO to take over your life, and you don't want the government, which has been bought off and paid, which is bought off and, well, basically paid for by all the people in the point one. That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does.
And anyway, shut up. I'm not trying to talk to you in my podcast. I have a bunch of losers that won't shut up in my podcast. So it's unlistenable. Anyways, I think that if you think you're not anarchist, you are actually anarchist, because you can't trust the government, you can't trust corporations, and those are the things that collectively rule our lives. And when the corporations shut up, when corporations start working with the government, that's fascism. And everyone, no, shut the fuck up. What the fuck is wrong with you idiots? Shut up! You can rip off whatever you want later! Why are they doing that? They don't want you to have a life of your own? Why? I don't care about them. I'm being electronically harassed by loser. No, by morons! You are losers, and that's a given, but you are morons. Stop changing my voice. Somebody's getting very jealous. I'm going to have to try different accents now for my podcast, because otherwise people would rip me off while I'm doing it. I sound crazy, but I'm being electronic. Okay, so this is not gonna work for me because this is me. This is some guy named Hosh.
Hosh,
pretty
Hosh.
Yeah. And anyways, what was I gonna talk about? Does anyone remember what was I gonna discuss?
Oh, shut
up. This bitch. Okay, so anyways, I'm just gonna do this one. Oh my god, I cut a hole in my shirt. Okay, so sometimes it's called the sterilizer. Antebellum, Antimaster Danielle. That bitch is a disgusting hoe and the asexualizer.
Oh my god, even camera likes it.
The camera watches.
Okay, Carol watches. It is a Netflix style subscription package. You paid over $300 for it. For the rest of the year, at least. And it's got in one show. Oh no, reggaeton camera. And he's like, I don't like reggaeton. Don't you forget it or something. I don't know what's right anymore.
Okay.
He got me in like crazy. He got wet. No, that's Josh's. Oh, okay.
Josh. I think he has a crush on Kira. He has a crush on Kira.
Oh my god, listen, he's like, I'll try to get you another show. Another peep show. Oh my god, on the Nickelodeon. Okay, so anyways. I'm a chauvinistic being. I prefer the company of men. That are rational and logical. And fantastical. Yes. I know some conventional broads, and let me tell you what the difference is. They have already done the most self-limiting thing a human being can do. Engage in religious practice. Okay? So this podcast may be haphazard and mishmashed with different ideas and perspectives and different accents. But that's just because that's how I do. And That was not funny.
Anyway, moving on. So, I was talking about anarchy when I was talking about anarchy. And that's the most important thing in the world, because you need to govern your own life. I'm not talking in a libertarian sense, because libertarianism was invented by the Koch brothers, even though one of them died, thankfully. And the third Koch brother is a little bit different. You should look into this guy. I can't remember his name off the top of my head because I don't plan my podcast, but this third Koch brother was against the stealing of the Native American on Native American reservations land. They reservation land. They had oil, and this is something I learned from Greg Palast, that reporter, and he also reported on interstate cross check. And I have to do an accent, otherwise these bitches will always interfere and interrupt. So, this is one of my accents. And he reported on interstate cross-check, which I need to do an episode on that too, because it's essential to understand that before you vote. Or actually, you know, at any point you need to know. And you can check his documentary that he made, which is a little bit also not planned in the best way, but it's long, kind of, but it gives you so much information. It really does. And he's a really cool guy. And what was it called? Does anyone know? Democracy or something? Oh, I can't remember. But Greg Palast, Palast. And so we're talking about anarchy and how so these conventional bitches are against the idea of burning down these capitalistic examples of capitalism, the stores, the store place, and store, yes, like Targets and other Dollar Trees and other stores. And I have to do an accent, otherwise they mess me up and they cause a speech impediment, so it has to be quite different from my normal speaking voice. And, let's see, what were they going to talk about? So they think it's not right, but you know that the labor force that they hire back will be much less than the full labor force that they fired, or what basically let go for COVID-19, coronavirus, which was invented in a laboratory, which even my psychiatrist mother, you know, even admits to. So, I know, and you're just repeating me, you stupid bitch with VLC, and I'm not talking to my listeners, you're not a stupid bitch, you're smart bitches, and let's see, okay, so it was released from China, anyway, but it was most likely a private, lab, it had to be a private lab that released it, right? Like that, it could be I think all countries are corrupt, you know, a little bit. There's a lot of corruption in all countries, but the U.S. takes the cake or whatever it is, yeah. And it had to be a private lab, I'm guessing. I have to look into this more. I know I did not well research because the U.S. was working with the it doesn't go with the Chinese governance, like the way that they do things, like the release of pandemic type of flus and things. It's usually the U.S. that does stuff like that, and like to blame other countries, just like we like to blame China for having taking prisoners, having the most prisoners, which we have the most prisoners in the world, and for-profit private prisons, and they and then we pay them next to nothing to work in those prisons. Like, I boycotted Victoria's Secret, I boycotted Starbucks. And in California, I think I talked about it, I don't know if it's on the podcast. In California, they make prisoners, I think it's a lot of times female prisoners too, fight fires, wildfires, and they don't give them a job afterward. And they earn like $2 a day or a week, I can't remember. And a couple have died, or I don't know how many, like the total have died. In Arizona, they do the same thing. And they give them a job afterwards. And then, what was I going to say? So then in other poorer states, poorer meaning like red states often, they will give the prisoners zero, like, or 23, 25 cents a day, or an hour, I'm not sure, just to do jobs, like, for the major corporations, L Brand, which is the one that Victoria's Secret is part of, and, like, Starbucks, like I said. Also, I'm engaging in BDS, which is boycott, divestment, sanctions for Palestine. You should do that. Sabra Hummus and Sewer's Dream. And, and what else is there? I know. It looks like exactly what it sounds like on a white peanut. Oh, it does. Yeah, like the way that the eyes are cut out and the, like, I don't know, the name of the mask sounds exactly like what it sounds like. Oh, it does, was said by some rude person that interrupted me. I know it sounds like there's a lot of people around me in my room, but there aren't. They're just pretending to be. I'm not crazy. Just VTK and pick out Ableton, and I want to see them, but they don't want to see this. Okay, so I need my privacy. Privacy rights matter. Rights matter the most to me. I think it should be the First Amendment, and because they don't respect freedom of speech anyway, so it doesn't even matter. But at least the Second Amendment, and then the First, and then the Second Amendment should be privacy. And the thing I need to say about the First Amendment is, like, part of the First Amendment is the right to protest. So when they have all these invited speakers that some rich person usually paid for, or the right winger paid for, to get these idiots to come, like Ben Shapiro and stuff like that, people like that, I mean, then people don't want, I don't care, I can't speak because of you. God, in my frequencies. Did you know Immortal Techniques said you're jamming my frequencies, I can't rap. I have people electronically harassing me, jamming my frequencies, so I can't speak. And then, let's see, so, Ben, like, those guys, kind of guys, and what was that one, alt-right guy? Like, he's all, like, cool, you know? And he's got, like, a dykish haircut. Sorry, dykes, man, like, that's a cool word. And, but I'm like, what? Dykish haircut? Like, sorry, dykes is a cool word. Yeah, I think you should go by dyke. Like, thanks, that's a cool word. Like, are you a dyke? No, but whatever. You're a lipstick lesbian. You should go by a dyke, too. And who's speaking? Damn, shut up. Like, just shut up. You're so annoying. You're, like, born yesterday. Everything is so new and amazing and exciting to you. Have you ever heard of the word dyke? Have you ever heard of the word, the phrase lipstick lesbian? I don't think you have. Okay, so everything's brand new and exciting for Danbella and lame. Oh, boo-hoo, it's all lame for me. Such a stupid bitch. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to my podcast. What was I talking about? Okay, so they invite these speakers to come. They pay for them to come. Some right-wing organization owned by the Koch brothers, because they have, like, hundreds of them. Hundreds of, like a civil society. Like, organizations and stuff that work in tandem with the government to destroy our lives. And, or at least restrict our rights and keep them just reaping all the profit from all the labor of the people at the bottom. And I'm talking, like, the lower 90% at least. And like, our 95%. But really, the top 1% is, like, an insane group of people. Insanely small, and top 0.0 is really, really small, and they are the ones that rule our government. But so the right to protest is also part of the First Amendment, and if there's more people protesting you than there are people wanting you to give your speech, then isn't that freedom of speech in action? I think so. So I don't think people have the right to complain, like that. They always whine about freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. Too bad. Idiot, like, nobody wants to listen to you. That's the issue. And then, so let me just close right there for that one.